we always had shortwave radio. Listening to the radio, Robert kept thinking, well, there's nothing coming out of the U.S. officially that is telling our story, telling about what's going on with the black people in the United States. And we need to get that message out. And so he approached Fidel Castro with the idea of establishing a radio program that would be his program that would tell what's going on in the United States. He agreed with Rob, okay, you can have the program, and Rob decided to call it Radio Free Dixie, because Rob had decided that we wanted to have a musical program, but at the same time, the music to attract the attention of the people, jazz, protest music that came out of our struggle, so we could get people's attention, and then we would be able to give them the message of what was happening to our people in the United States in the struggle. Mainly, Rob wrote his own script. The editorials were his. One of my main jobs was reading news items that we were able to get from the struggle going on in the United States and making announcements as well, and helping to select the music. And we had a weekly program that was rebroadcast, so it came out twice a week. And that's how Radio Free Dixie was born.
From Havana, Cuba, free territory of the Americas, Radio Free Dixie invites you to listen to the free voice of the South. Stay with us for music, news, and commentary by Robert F. Williams.
In the spirit of 76, in the cause of freedom and justice, let our people take to the streets in fierce numbers, meet violence with violence, and let our battle cry be heard around the world. Freedom, freedom, freedom now, or death.
You are tuned to Radio Free Dixie, the voice of armed self-defense, broadcasting in the year of fire.
We may not have a cent to pay the rent, but we're gonna make it. I know we will. We may have to eat